All right, everyone, get ready, because today we are going deep, deep under the hood into the world of automotive systems.
I'm really excited to break it all down.
Yeah, it's one of those things, right? We drive cars every day, but how many of us actually know what's going on in there?
Yeah, totally.
So that's our mission today. And to help me out, I've got an expert here.
Absolutely. Yeah, always happy to share some knowledge. And I think there's something really cool about like figuring out how cars work.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like you're kind of like a magician.
Yeah.
Figuring out how the trick works.
Yeah.
But in this case, the trick is actually just awesome engineering.
It is. It is. And speaking of engineering, let's lay out what we're going to be talking about today.
Okay.
So we're going to hit all the major systems, right? We got the engine, the transmission, the exhaust system, fuel system, electrical system, cooling system.
Yep.
It's like we're learning the anatomy of a car today.
Exactly. And what's so cool is that, you know, they all have their own sort of individual jobs, but then they're all connected.
Right.
It's almost like, you know, thinking about the human body, like the engine is the heart.
Okay.
The fuel system is like the digestive system giving energy to the heart to pump.
I like it.
And then you've got your cooling system. Well, that's like your sweat glands keeping everything from overheating.
Okay. So I'm already visualizing how these things connect. But, you know, a question that's always been in my mind is, how does this actually help me in real life?
Right.
Like, is this just so I can chat with a mechanic, or is there more to it?
Oh, there's definitely more to it.
Okay.
You know, if you understand these systems, it really lets you make smart choices about your car.
Okay.
So, for example, like knowing how that cooling system works could actually help you spot a leak way before it turns into like a massive engine meltdown.
Yeah.
Or imagine you're stranded on the side of the road, dead battery.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, well, if you get how the electrical system works,
oh,
you might actually be able to jumpstart your car yourself and get back on the road.
Okay, so this is actually about, like, empowerment.
Totally, yeah.
It's like, I'm getting a secret decoder ring for my car.
Exactly, exactly. And speaking of getting hands-on, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about tools, you know?
The wrenches, the screwdrivers.
Exactly, yeah. All those tools that any mechanic needs.
Yeah. I gotta say, whenever I see like a professional mechanic's toolbox,
right,
it's kind of intimidating. You know, it's like they're speaking a whole other language.
Yeah.
Is it really that hard to learn how to use all that stuff?
Not really. Okay. It's kind of like, think of it like learning a musical instrument.
Okay.
At first, all those notes seem totally random, right?
Right, right.
But you practice and you start to see the patterns and then you're making music.
Yeah.
Tools are the same way.
Okay.
Each one has a job. You figure out how to use it right. And you can fix almost anything.
So you're saying I don't have to be like a virtuoso to change a tire or...
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And here's a tip. Something that has helped me so much over the years.
Okay.
Always buy good quality tools.
Okay.
Yeah, they might cost a bit more up front.
Yeah.
But they'll last way longer. They work better. And in the end,
right,
they'll save you money.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And trust me, there is nothing more frustrating than trying to get a bolt loose with a wrench that just keeps slipping.
Oh, yeah. Been there. Yeah. So good tools.
Good tools. Okay. Now, speaking of tools, there's also the mental tools.
Right.
Talk about math.
Yeah, the math.
Which for some people, that's kind of a scary topic.
Right.
But is it really that important when it comes to cars?
It is. It is more than you might think.
Yeah.
See, car math isn't really about some crazy equations.
Okay.
It's really practical stuff that helps your car run right and keeps you safe.
Gotcha.
So, for example, something called torque specifications.
Okay.
That's super important when you're tightening bolts.
Okay.
If they're too loose, they can vibrate and come off.
Too tight, you could strip the threads or even crack apart.
Okay.
And then you've got things like knowing how to calculate fuel efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
That can help you choose the right car for your needs.
Okay, so it's like math with a purpose.
Exactly.
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie, I do get a little intimidated by all the numbers.
Sure.
Any tips to make it a little less scary?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
One thing that really helped me was to try and picture the concepts in my head.
Okay.
So instead of just memorizing a formula, try to see what's actually happening.
Okay.
Like if you're calculating fuel efficiency.
Right.
Imagine yourself driving a certain distance and then think about how much gas you'd use based on the car's MPG rating.
Yeah, okay, so turn the math into like a little mental movie.
Exactly, exactly.
All right, I like that. Now, speaking of things that hold things together, let's move on to fasteners and gaskets.
Okay.
I know they're small, but I have a feeling they're pretty important for keeping my car from falling apart on the highway.
Oh, they are absolutely essential, yeah.
Okay.
Fasteners. Things like bolts, nuts, screws.
Right.
They're like the unsung heroes of cars.
Okay.
They're holding everything together from the engine to the body panels. It's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. Think of them like little clamps.
Okay.
Super strong.
Okay.
Resisting all these forces to keep your car in one piece.
It's amazing how such small things can be so important.
They really are.
So now what about gaskets?
Gaskets.
What role do those play?
Well, they're the leak preventers.
Okay.
Imagine them like custom-made seals.
Okay.
Stopping fluids like oil, coolant, or even exhaust from escaping.
Okay.
One of the most important is the head gasket.
Okay.
That sits between the engine block and the cylinder head.
Got it.
And it stops the coolant and oil from mixing, which is super bad for your engine.
All right, that's one gasket I definitely don't want to mess with.
Definitely not.
But how do you know if a gasket is going bad? Are there any signs to look out for?
Yeah, there are definitely some telltale signs. Keep an eye out for any puddles of oil or coolant under your car.
Okay.
That's usually a good indication of a leak.
Right.
Another thing is white smoke coming from your exhaust. That could mean a blown head gasket's letting coolant into the combustion chamber.
Okay, I'll be checking for those. Now, speaking of fluids, we got to talk about engine oil.
Yeah, the lifeblood of a car.
It is, right.
Says, yeah.
I mean, it's like the most essential fluid.
Absolutely.
So break it down for me. What does engine oil actually do?
So engine oil has a few super important jobs.
Okay.
First, it keeps all those moving parts in your engine lubricated.
Okay.
Reduces friction and wear.
Makes sense.
Second, it actually helps to cool the engine down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it carries heat away from those really hot spots.
Interesting.
And third, it acts as a cleaning agent.
Okay.
Picking up all that dirt and debris that builds up over time.
You know, I used to think oil changes were just a chore.
Right.
And now I see them as like a vital ritual.
Totally. It's like giving your car a little bit of love.
Exactly, exactly.
And here's something you might not know.
Okay.
Not all engine oils are made equal.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, there are different types.
Okay.
Each with their own benefits.
Okay.
So you've got conventional oil, and then you've got synthetic oil.
Okay.
Synthetic is designed for higher temperatures, and it's longer lasting.
So it's like choosing the right vitamin for your car.
Exactly.
Now, what happens if you skip an oil change or two?
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Really?
Yeah, it's really not a good idea.
Okay.
Think of your engine as like this really complex machine with tons of moving parts.
Okay, yeah.
If you don't change the oil, it breaks down, gets dirty, and can't do its job anymore. That means more wear and tear, worse performance, and eventually you could have a major engine failure.
Okay, you've officially scared me straight.
Good, good.
No more skipping oil changes for me. That's the way to be. All right, so speaking of keeping things running smooth, let's move on to the engine cooling system.
Okay, yeah, the cooling system.
So what is that all about?
Well, it's like the temperature control for your engine.
Okay.
Keeps it from getting too hot.
Right.
Think of it like a marathon runner without water.
Yeah.
They would overheat without something to cool them down.
Right, right. It's a closed loop system, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It circulates coolant through the engine to absorb all that heat, and then it releases it through the radiator.
So why is it so important to keep the engine from overheating?
Oh, it's super important.
Okay.
When an engine gets too hot,
okay,
the metal parts can actually expand and warp or even crack.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that can mean really expensive repairs.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah, nobody does.
So besides just regular maintenance, are there any like warning signs that something's wrong with the cooling system?
Yeah, definitely keep an eye on your temperature gauge.
Okay.
If it's reading higher than normal, that's a red flag.
Right.
Also watch out for any steam or white smoke coming from under the hood.
Gotcha.
And if you notice a sweet smell inside the car, that could be a coolant leak.
Okay, I'll be on the lookout for that.
Good.
Now, speaking of complex systems, let's get energized and talk about the electrical system.
Right, the electrical system.
It's a lot more than just the battery and headlights, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a whole network of wires, sensors, and computers.
Wow.
Yeah, it controls almost everything in your car.
Really?
From the engine to the power windows.
Wow, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
You know, I've always been curious about using a multimeter to figure out electrical problems.
Oh, yeah. Multimeters are great.
Is it really like being a detective?
It can be, yeah. You're tracing the flow of electricity.
Oh, okay.
Trying to find where the problem is.
So is it only for professionals?
Not at all.
Okay.
Multimeters are actually pretty affordable these days.
Okay.
And there are a lot of models made just for regular car owners.
Interesting.
So it's a good tool to have, even if you're not a pro.
Okay. I might have to add that to my wish list. Now, speaking of things that keep us grounded, let's shift gears and talk about tires and wheels.
Right. Tires and wheels. Very important.
Super important. They're like the only things connecting us to the road.
Exactly.
I know tires are key for safety and handling, but what are some of the things we should be thinking about?
So the most important thing is making sure your tires are properly inflated.
Okay.
Underinflated tires can cause a lot of problems,
Like what?
like bad fuel economy, more wear and tear on the tires, and even blowouts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and overinflating is bad too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it reduces traction and makes the ride really bumpy.
So it's all about finding that perfect balance.
Exactly, the Goldilocks zone for your tires.
I like that. So how often should I be checking my tire pressure?
At least once a month,
Okay.
and always before a long road trip.
Okay, good to know. What about other things like tire rotation and alignment? Are those really necessary?
Yeah, they're both important.
Okay.
Tire rotation helps to make sure your tires wear evenly,
Okay.
and it can actually extend their life. And alignment makes sure your wheels are pointing in the right direction,
Okay.
improves handling and safety.
So it's kind of like giving your car a little chiropractic adjustment.
Exactly. Keep everything aligned and balanced.
Now, speaking of giving your car some love, let's talk about detailing.
Detailing. Yeah, that's a good one.
I used to think it was just about making your car shiny.
Right.
But is there more to it than that?
There is. It's really about taking care of your car's finish,
Okay.
protecting it from the elements, and keeping it looking good for years to come.
I'm always impressed by those detailers who can make a car look brand new.
Right, they're like artists.
What's their secret? Is it the products they use?
It's a combination of things.
Okay.
Using high-quality products is important,
Okay.
but it's also about the technique.
Okay.
Detailing is a multi-step process,
Okay.
from washing and clay bar treatment to polishing and waxing, and each step needs to be done right to get that perfect shine.
Okay, so it's a lot more involved than I thought.
It is. It's like a spa day for your car.
All right, now speaking of important car systems, let's bring things to a stop.
Okay.
Pun intended.
I see what you did there.
We need to talk about brakes.
The brakes, yeah, super important.
Arguably the most important safety feature in any car, right?
Without a doubt, they're what let you control your car's speed and bring it to a safe stop.
And neglecting them can have serious consequences.
Absolutely, yeah. You don't want to mess around with brakes.
So, what are the key things we need to know to keep our brakes in tip-top shape?
Well, we'll be diving into the different types of braking systems, like disc brakes and drum brakes.
Oh, right.
And we'll look at how hydraulic pressure is used to make the car stop.
Right.
We'll also cover regular maintenance, things like checking your brake pads and rotors, fluid levels, and bleeding the system.
Okay, that's a lot to cover.
It is, but it's important stuff.
But before we get into the details, I have a question.
Okay.
How do I know if my brakes are starting to go bad?
That's a good question.
Are there any warning signs I should be looking out for?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
One of the most common is a squealing or grinding noise when you apply the brakes.
Okay.
If you hear that, you know it's time for a checkup.
All right.
Also, pay attention to how the brake pedal feels.
Okay.
If it's pulsating or feels spongy, that's another sign something's not right.
Okay.
And if your car pulls to one side when you're braking,
Okay.
that could mean a problem with one of your brakes.
Gotcha. So understanding how my brakes work and catching those problems early could literally be a lifesaver.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll be listening for those signs for sure.
Good.
Well, I think we've laid out a pretty comprehensive roadmap for our deep dive today.
Yeah, we've got a lot to cover.
We're going to be exploring everything from the engine to the brakes.
And everything in between.
And by the end of it, hopefully, everyone will have a much better understanding of their cars.
That's the goal.
So let's get started, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right, buckle up, everyone.
It's going to be a fun ride. You know, it's amazing how all these different systems we've been talking about come together to make a car actually run.
It really is like a perfectly choreographed dance, right?
It is.
Each system's got its own part, its own rhythm, and it all has to work together in sync.
Exactly.
But honestly, thinking about all these pieces working together can get a little overwhelming.
I can see that.
So where do we even begin to make sense of it all?
Well, I think the best place to start is with the basics.
Okay.
You know, understanding the fundamental principles behind each system.
Right.
Once you have that foundation, you can start to see how they all connect and interact.
Okay, so it's kind of like learning a new language.
Exactly.
You start with the alphabet, then you learn words, then sentences, and eventually you're having a conversation.
That's a great way to put it.
So let's go back to the beginning, to Unit 1, where we talked about those major automotive systems.
Okay.
What are some key things to remember that will help us understand how this mechanical symphony works?
Well, one of the most important things is to remember that the engine is the heart of your car.
Right.
It's what takes fuel and turns it into power
Yeah.
to move the wheels.
Okay.
And then you have the transmission, which acts like a gearbox, allowing you to control the engine's power and speed.
Right. And then there's the exhaust system to carry away those nasty fumes.
Exactly.
The fuel system to supply the engine with fuel.
Right.
The electrical system to provide the spark to ignite the fuel, and the cooling system to keep everything from overheating.
You got it.
Okay. So we've got all the players on the field.
We do.
But what happens if one of these systems decides to take a break?
Well, that's when things can get a little tricky.
Okay.
It's like a domino effect.
Okay.
One malfunction can lead to a whole bunch of problems.
So it's like a chain reaction.
Exactly.
Okay, now you're making me nervous, but I guess that's why it's so important to understand these systems.
It is.
And be able to spot those early warning signs.
Absolutely.
Right.
The more you know about your car, the better you'll be at preventing those small issues from turning into big, expensive headaches.
I like that. Preventative maintenance.
Exactly.
Speaking of potential headaches, let's revisit Unit 2, where we talked about those essential hand tools.
Okay, the tools.
I'll be honest, I'm still a bit intimidated by the thought of using a wrench or a screwdriver.
I understand.
Any advice for a beginner like me?
Sure. Just start with the basics.
Okay.
Learn what each tool is called and what it's used for.
Okay.
Practice using them on simple tasks.
Like what?
Like tightening loose screws or removing hubcaps.
Okay, so start small and work my way up.
Exactly. The more you practice, the more confident you'll become.
But what about those times when I'm faced with a repair that's just beyond my skills? Right. When do I know it's time to call in a professional?
That's a great question, and it's important to know your limits.
Okay.
If you're not sure about something,
okay,
or if it involves safety-critical systems like brakes or steering, mm-hmm, it's always best to err on the side of caution and get a professional's help.
Makes sense. It's like knowing when to DIY a home repair and when to call a contractor.
Exactly.
Now, speaking of things that require precision, let's go back to Unit 3 and revisit automotive math.
Ah, yes, the math.
I know you said it's important.
It is.
But can you give me a real-world example of how understanding these concepts can save me time and money?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's say you're working on your brakes.
Okay.
And you need to replace a caliper.
Okay.
The service manual will tell you the exact torque specification for tightening the caliper bolts.
Okay.
If you use the wrong torque, you could strip the threads, have a loose caliper, and potentially even cause a brake failure.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a little scary.
Yeah, it's serious stuff.
So knowing how to use a torque wrench and understanding those specifications is really important for safety?
It is, and it's not just about brakes.
Cool.
Torque is important for all sorts of repairs.
Okay.
From tightening lug nuts to installing suspension components.
I'm starting to see how those numbers are really important.
They are.
They're not just random.
Not at all.
All right, speaking of things that hold things together, let's go back to Unit 4 and talk about fasteners and gaskets again.
Okay, fasteners and gaskets.
What are some key takeaways that'll help me keep my car from, well, falling apart?
Well, when it comes to fasteners,
okay,
the most important thing is to use the right type and size for the job.
Okay.
Using the wrong fastener can lead to stripped threads, loose connections, and even damage to the parts.
And I remember you saying that gaskets are like those custom-made seals that prevent leaks.
Exactly.
But how do I know if a gasket needs replacing?
Well, the most obvious sign is a leak.
Okay.
But you should also pay attention to any changes in your car's performance.
Okay.
For example, a blown head gasket can cause overheating, loss of coolant, and even engine damage.
Okay, I'll be on the lookout for those signs. Now, speaking of fluids that are essential for a car's well-being, let's go back to Unit 5, where we talked about the engine oil system.
Okay, engine oil, the lifeblood.
I know you mentioned that choosing the right type of oil is important.
It is.
But can you expand on that a little?
Sure.
What are the main differences between conventional and synthetic oil?
So, conventional oil is made from crude oil.
Okay.
It's a good choice for older cars with simpler engines.
Okay.
Synthetic oil, on the other hand, is engineered for better performance and protection.
Okay.
It's especially good for modern cars with high-performance engines or turbochargers.
So it's like choosing between regular and premium gas.
Exactly.
Sometimes you need that extra boost.
You do.
What about those oil additives I see advertised everywhere?
Ah, yes, the additives.
Do they really make a difference?
Some can be helpful.
Okay.
But you have to choose carefully.
Okay.
Look for additives that are specifically designed for a particular need.
So it's all about finding the right oil and additives for my car's specific needs.
Exactly. Not all cars are created equal.
That's true. Now, speaking of keeping things running cool, Let's go back to Unit 6, where we explored the engine cooling system.
Okay, the cooling system.
You mentioned that overheating can be really bad for an engine.
It can be catastrophic.
But how can I prevent that from happening? What are some key maintenance tips for keeping my cooling system happy?
The most important thing is to regularly check your coolant level.
Okay.
And make sure it's topped off with the correct type of coolant.
Okay.
Also, inspect the hoses for any cracks or leaks.
Okay.
And look for signs of corrosion on the radiator.
Gotcha.
It's also a good idea to have your cooling system flushed and refilled every few years.
Okay, so it's not just about topping off the fluids.
Not at all. There's more to it than that.
Flushing the system helps remove any contaminants and keeps everything running smoothly.
Speaking of complex systems, let's go back to Unit 7, where we talked about the automotive electrical system.
Okay, the electrical system.
I'm still fascinated by those scan tools you mentioned.
Right, the ones that can talk to your car's computer. Exactly. Can you tell me more about how they work and what kind of information they provide?
So scan tools, or OBD2 scanners,
Okay. They
plug into a port under your dashboard.
Okay.
And they let you access a ton of information from the car's computer.
Like what kind of information?
They can read diagnostic trouble codes.
Okay.
Which basically tell you what's wrong with the car.
Okay.
They can also show you live data streams.
Okay.
Which give you real-time readings from the sensors.
Wow. So it's like having X-ray vision for your car.
It is. Pretty cool. Right.
But are scan tools only for mechanics?
Not anymore.
Okay.
There are a lot of models out there that are made specifically for car owners who want to do their own repairs.
So even a novice like me could use one.
Absolutely.
It sounds like it could be a good investment.
It can be.
Especially if it can help me save money on repairs.
Exactly.
Now, speaking of things that keep us rolling, let's revisit Unit 8, where we discuss tire and wheel maintenance.
Okay. Tires and wheels.
I remember you saying how important proper tire inflation is.
It's crucial.
But can you explain why it's so critical for safety and performance?
Sure. When your tires aren't properly inflated,
okay,
it affects how they interact with the road.
Okay.
Underinflated tires create more rolling resistance,
okay,
which means your engine has to work harder.
Okay.
That leads to worse fuel economy and more wear and tear on the tires.
So it's like trying to run through mud.
Kind of, yeah.
And overinflating makes the tires too rigid.
Exactly.
Which reduces traction and makes the ride uncomfortable.
You got it.
So proper inflation is really the key.
It is.
It ensures that your tires are making optimal contact with the road.
Right.
Which gives you the best grip, handling, and a smoother ride.
Exactly.
You also mentioned tire rotation and alignment as being important.
Yes, they are.
How often should I be doing those?
Most car manufacturers recommend rotating your tires every 5,000 to 8,000 miles.
Okay.
Or basically every other oil change.
Okay. That's easy to remember.
Yeah.
And what about alignment?
You should have your alignment checked at least once a year.
Okay.
Or sooner if you notice any signs of uneven tire wear or your car pulling to one side.
Okay, I'll definitely be keeping an eye on that. Now, speaking of keeping things looking their best, let's go back to Unit 9, where we explored the art of automotive detailing.
Ah, yes, detailing.
I'm still amazed by those professional detailers who could make a car look brand new.
They're true artists.
But for someone like me who's just starting out, where do I even begin? What are some basic detailing techniques I can do at home?
Start with the basics. A good wash using high-quality car wash soap and a microfiber wash mitt.
Okay.
Dry the car with a clean microfiber towel to prevent water spots.
Okay.
And then you can apply a coat of wax or sealant to protect the paint and make it shine.
So it's all about starting with a clean slate and then adding layers of protection and shine.
Exactly.
What about the interior?
The interior is important too.
Any tips for keeping the inside of my car looking its best?
Sure.
Okay.
Vacuum the carpets and upholstery regularly. Okay. And use a cleaner that's made for your type of material.
Okay.
Clean the dashboard and other surfaces with a microfiber cloth and a mild cleaner.
Gotcha.
And don't forget to condition your leather seats.
Oh, right. To prevent cracking and fading.
Exactly. Leather needs love, too.
Okay. You've inspired me.
Good.
I'm going to give my car a spa day this weekend.
I think it deserves it.
Now, let's shift gears one last time and go back to Unit 10, where we talked about the automotive brake system.
Okay. The brakes.
You mentioned that neglecting brakes can have serious consequences.
It can.
What are some common mistakes that people make when it comes to brake maintenance?
One of the most common mistakes is ignoring the warning signs.
Like what?
Things like squealing or grinding noises when you're braking.
Okay.
Those are usually a sign that your brake pads are worn.
And what about brake fluid?
Brake fluid is important too.
Okay.
A lot of people delay brake fluid flushes.
Okay.
But that can lead to contaminated fluid and reduced braking performance.
You also mentioned that using the wrong type of brake fluid can be bad.
It can, yeah.
How do I know which type is right for my car?
The best place to find that information is in your owner's manual.
Okay.
It will tell you exactly what type of brake fluid to use.
Gotcha.
Using the wrong type can damage your brake system and make your brakes less effective.
So always check the manual.
Always a good idea.
Now, before we wrap up our brake discussion, I have one more question.
Okay, shoot.
What's the difference between disc brakes and drum brakes?
So disc brakes use a caliper to squeeze brake pads against a rotor.
Okay.
That creates friction and slows down the wheel.
And what about drum brakes?
Drum brakes use shoes that press outward against a drum.
Okay.
Disc brakes are generally more efficient and less prone to fading.
So they're better.
They're generally preferred, yes.
Okay.
That's why you see them on most modern cars.
Okay.
But drum brakes are sometimes still used on the rear wheels of some vehicles.
Why is that?
Well, they're cheaper to manufacture and simpler in design.
So they're like the workhorses of the braking world.
You could say that.
But regardless of what type of brakes you have, keeping them properly maintained is crucial for safety.
Absolutely.
Regular inspections, timely replacements, and using the right fluids will help ensure your brakes are always ready to stop you safely.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
You know, after spending all this time talking about cars and all their different systems, I'm realizing there's so much more to it than just turning the key and hitting the gas.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like we've uncovered this whole secret world of engineering and mechanics.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating when you really dig into it.
And speaking of how all these systems work together, let's go back to Unit 1, where we first mapped everything out.
Okay.
What's one big takeaway that our listeners should really remember about this whole interconnected system?
I think the most important thing is to understand that everything is connected.
Right.
A problem in one system can often show up as symptoms somewhere else entirely.
Oh, interesting. Can you give me an example?
Sure. So let's say your fuel pump is starting to go bad.
Okay.
Now, you might think that would just cause, like, poor acceleration.
Right. Yeah.
But it could also trigger warning lights related to the engine or even the emission system.
Wow. So it's like a domino effect.
Exactly. One problem can set off a chain reaction.
So it's really important to understand how all these systems work together.
It is, yeah.
So you can see the bigger picture and not just focus on one isolated symptom.
Exactly. It's like solving a puzzle.
Okay.
You need to look at all the pieces to figure out the solution.
That makes sense. And that's where knowing a little bit about your car can be so helpful.
It can.
It allows you to ask the right questions, maybe diagnose problems yourself, and potentially even save money on repairs.
Absolutely.
Speaking of repairs, let's go back to Unit 2, where we talked about those all-important hand tools.
Okay, yeah, the tools of the trade.
Out of all the tools you use, what's the one you couldn't live without? The one you find yourself reaching for most often? That's a tough one. But I'd have to say the socket wrench. The socket wrench?
Yeah.
Okay, why is that?
It's just so versatile.
Okay.
With a good set of sockets and extensions, you can do so many different things.
Okay.
From loosening bolts to removing spark plugs.
So it's like the Swiss Army knife of car repair.
Exactly. It's the one tool you always want to have on hand.
Now, for someone just starting out building their own toolbox, what are the essentials? What do they absolutely need to have?
Well, I'd recommend starting with a basic set that includes a variety of sockets, wrenches, screwdrivers, and pliers.
Okay. The basics.
And of course, don't forget safety gear, like gloves and eye protection.
Right. Safety first.
Always.
Then, as you get more experience and start tackling bigger jobs, you can add more specialized tools.
Exactly. You don't need everything all at once.
Now, speaking of building knowledge, let's go back to Unit 3 and revisit automotive math.
Okay, back to the numbers.
I know we talked about how it can be helpful, but can you give me a real-world example of how understanding these concepts can make a difference when it comes to my car?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's say you're shopping for a used car.
Okay.
And you're looking at two different models with similar features and mileage.
Okay.
One car gets 25 miles per gallon and the other gets 35.
All right.
Now, if you do some quick math, you can figure out how much money you'll save on gas over time by choosing the more fuel-efficient car.
Wow. So knowing a little math can actually save you money.
It can.
Okay. I'm starting to see the value here.
Good. Math isn't always the enemy.
Now, speaking of things that can have a big impact, let's revisit Unit 4, where we discussed fasteners and gaskets.
Okay, those little but important parts.
What's one key takeaway that our listeners should remember about these often overlooked components?
I'd say the most important thing is to never underestimate their importance.
Okay.
They may be small,
right?
But fasteners and gaskets are essential for keeping your car running smoothly and leak-free. So always use the right type and size fastener.
Okay.
And replace any worn or damaged gaskets right away to avoid bigger problems down the road.
Right. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exactly.
Speaking of things that need regular attention, let's go back to Unit 5 and talk about the engine oil system.
Okay. Engine oil.
What's one common myth about oil changes that you'd like to debunk?
Good question.
Okay.
One myth I hear a lot is that you can extend your oil change interval if you're using synthetic oil.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And while it's true the synthetic oil performs better and lasts longer than conventional oil,
okay,
you still need to follow the manufacturer's recommended oil change schedule.
So it's not a free pass to skip those regular maintenance appointments.
It's not. Regular oil changes are still crucial for keeping your engine healthy.
Speaking of maintenance, let's go back to Unit 6, where we explored the engine cooling system.
Okay, the cooling system.
What's something that people often overlook when it comes to maintaining their cooling system?
One thing that often gets neglected is the condition of the coolant itself.
Oh, okay.
Over time, coolant can become acidic and lose its effectiveness.
I didn't know that.
So it's important to have your cooling system flushed and refilled with fresh coolant according to the manufacturer's recommendations.
And that helps with the...
That helps ensure optimal heat transfer and prevents corrosion.
So it's not just about the mechanical parts. The fluids need attention, too.
They do. They're essential for keeping everything running smoothly.
Now, speaking of systems that can be a little mysterious, let's go back to Unit 7, where we talked about the automotive electrical system.
Okay. The electrical system? Yeah, that could be a tricky one.
For someone who's not an electrician, where's a good place to start when trying to understand all those wires and sensors?
Well, I think a good foundation is to learn the basics of electricity itself.
Okay.
Things like voltage, current, and resistance.
And once you understand those concepts,
then you can start to trace circuits and figure out problems using simple tools like a test light or a multimeter.
So it's about breaking it down into smaller, more manageable pieces.
Exactly. It's less daunting that way.
Now, speaking of things that can get complex, let's go back to Unit 8, where we discussed tire and wheel maintenance.
Okay, tires and wheels.
What's one piece of advice you'd give to someone who wants to make sure they're getting the most out of their tires?
I would say pay close attention to the wear patterns on your tires.
Okay.
If you see uneven wear,
okay,
that can be a sign of problems with alignment, suspension, or even tire pressure.
So it's like a clue to a bigger problem.
It can be, yeah.
And by addressing those issues early, you can extend the life of your tires
right.
and improve your car's handling and safety.
Exactly. It's all about preventative maintenance.
Speaking of keeping things in good shape, let's revisit Unit 9, where we talked about automotive detailing.
Okay, detailing.
What's one common mistake you see people making when they're trying to detail their cars that can actually do more harm than good?
One mistake I see all the time is people using harsh cleaners or polishes on delicate surfaces, like the paint or clear coat.
Right.
Those products can actually scratch or dull the finish.
Oh, wow.
So it's really important to use products that are designed for the specific surface you're cleaning.
Okay.
And always test a product on a small hidden area first.
That's a good tip. Better safe than sorry.
Exactly.
Now, one last stop on our automotive journey. Let's go back to Unit 10, where we discussed the all-important brake system.
Okay, the brakes, the heart of safety.
What's one thing every driver should know about brake maintenance to stay safe on the road?
The most important thing is to never ignore the warning signs of brake problems.
Like what kinds of warning signs?
Things like squealing, grinding, or a pulsating feeling when you applied the brakes. Those are all indications that something needs attention.
And if I ignore those signs...
Ignoring those signs can lead to a much bigger problems
okay.
and potentially dangerous situation.
Okay, so when it comes to brakes, it's always better to be safe than sorry.
Absolutely. Your brakes are your lifeline on the road.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have. It's been a great deep dive.
We've explored the amazing world of automotive systems.
From bumper to bumper.
And hopefully our listeners now have a much better understanding of how their cars work.
And how to keep them running smoothly.
For our listeners, we hope this deep dive has empowered you to not only understand your cars better,
but also to make smarter decisions about maintenance and repairs.
And maybe even tackle some DIY projects of your own.
Exactly. A little knowledge can go a long way.
So keep that curiosity alive.
And keep learning.
And keep those engines running strong. Thanks for joining us on this automotive adventure.
It's been a pleasure.